part I want to read to you is something you've heard a lot. You've heard it before. But this is a good morning to be reminded, okay? It's from Romans 10 and verse 8. I guess I'll start in 8. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. He's clarifying that he's talking about the word of faith that we proclaim is in your mouth and in your heart. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. I think in our country, we've talked about this before, but I want to bring it up again because we had some issues in the house this morning, so I want to talk about it, okay? A lot of people, especially in our country, it's hard to understand Jesus being Lord. Because in our country, the people rule, the people vote, the people make the laws, the people are the ones that are sort of in control. At least that's in practice how it's, in theory, that's how it's supposed to work. That's how it's designed. You don't have one person who rules and controls. You don't even have one group of people that rule and control. There's checks and balances everywhere, like we've been learning in our history, in our government. But there's also the man who's the highest in charge is really the servant to everybody. The president himself is really just a servant to all the people. He gets voted in to hold that office so that he can do the will of the people. That's not the same as a kingdom. A kingdom, it's the king's will that the people do. So it's just the opposite. So when you have a title called Lord, it means that you're high in authority. But in our country, people that we call high in authority, we don't give the regards of their authority because we don't understand that authority. We don't understand how it works. But in a kingdom, Sean, is there something on the stove? Is it still? You turned it off. Okay, thank you. As long as it's off, it's fine. So when the Bible says, and this is Paul that wrote this letter in Romans, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, for our country, for the most part, most people think that means holding a title. Yeah, I'll let them have the title of Lord. But when Paul wrote this, and in the times that they were living, that's not what it meant at all. A Lord was someone who had great authority. And if you said someone was your Lord, you were placing yourself under their authority. You were accepting their authority over you, and they, in essence, became your master. It's like voluntary slavery, which they had in those days. People volunteered to be slaves. And so it's kind of the same sort of thing. You confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord means you confess with your mouth that I will stand under his authority. That means that person that says that no longer is under their own authority. They have taken their authority off and they put on Jesus Christ as their authority. Does that make sense? So when you make Jesus Christ your authority and you're having trouble bickering with your brother or your sister, you have an issue bickering with your brother or your sister, and mom says to you, you both have a sin issue. You both need to look at yourselves and decide. You need to look at that authority you're placed under, that you have placed yourself under, and that our household is under, and say, how should I handle this, Lord? And then he says, be good to those who mistreat you. Bless those who curse you. Be kind to those who are unkind to you. And you'll know how to respond. But if you're responding trying to get even, or you're responding trying to prove your point, then you're trying to be the authority. You're being your boss. You're obeying yourself or the spirit that's leading that, which isn't godly because it's against the Bible. Mm-hmm. But if Jesus is your master, Jesus is the one that you follow, then it doesn't matter how poorly they're treating you. You're going to respond very differently than if you're just following your own thoughts. Does that make sense? So here's a check on if you're walking under the authority of your master. Somebody mistreats you, how do you respond? When you respond kind, one of two things is going to happen. According to the Bible, they're either going to turn around, it's going to soften them because a soft answer turns away wrath, or it's going to pile heaping hot coals on their head. That's a spiritual term, because if they're going to continue to be mean, but they're going to feel the brunt, they're going to feel the pain of it because you turn back a soft answer because you were kind to them. The passions of this world, which are led by the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan, leads you to respond back, fight for your right, show them that you're better than they are, show them that they're wrong. That's what the world does, because they're led by the spirit of the power of the air, the prince of the power of the air. But that's not the way you were learned. You were taught in Christ. You were taught in Christ that you can stop it. You can stop the whole situation. You can change the whole situation just by remembering who your Lord is, who you confessed as your Lord, and let him be your Lord. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Okay. So when I hear some disputing in the household today or tomorrow, I'm going to hear it completely handled in a different way, right? Because you can do it your way. And you can walk that wide road, that wide path with everybody else if you want to. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm on the narrow path, and it's a better way. And God's proven it to me over and over. When I do it his way and let him be my master, I have story after story to tell of how the outcomes are really different. Okay? You guys get it? Make sense? And then we know about the believing. It says believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. But we have learned about believing, right? Believing affects the outcomes, doesn't it? So if you believe that Jesus' way is the one that's going to work, you'll do it. Even if you're feeling something else inside. But you have to remember, when you're feeling something else inside, those are emotions. Emotions, you do not obey your emotions because they're not your master. You can only serve one master. Your emotions are your master, or Jesus is your master. There's no in between. There's no mixing it up. You're going to serve one or the other. You can't serve. The Bible says you can't serve two masters, because you'll end up despising one of them. So it's going to be your emotions or your boss, or Jesus is your boss. Your emotions are your ruler that you follow with a happy heart, all the way glad, joyfully with a happy heart. Or Jesus is the one that you're going to follow all the way joyfully with a happy heart. You follow your emotions, you won't be happy. You're going to be an emotional mess all the time. And I can name to you countless adults that are emotional messes because they never got this. You get to learn it while you're young, while it's easy to practice it in a safe household that supports everything that you're learning. You wait and you fight it, and you wait till you get older and you have your own household. It's going to be super really hard, because there's not even anyone to help put a check on you, to help you remember, to help pull you back when you start going that direction. So take the time you've got and use it wisely. Okay? You think you can do this? I have great confidence in both of you. You're amazing, amazing young people, and I have tremendous confidence in you. And I know that you're going to just put this into your programming and go forward doing it Jesus' way for the rest of the day. Very proud of you, and I love you both very much. Okay? Okay.